Ray Foley on Today FM.
This is it's Trump. More Trump. First big news about Trump. He's meeting Putin today to discuss divvying up Ukraine by the looks of things. But Trump is everywhere right now. Of course, he had the drama in the White House yesterday. The drama's the only way to... the show that was being put on in the White House yesterday. And similarly, Micheál Martin then, last week, meeting Donald Trump. It's all Trump, Trump, Trump. This is the Irish Independent. Golf games, parades and children's birthday parties. Business booms. Business booms bigly.
Bigly? You don't have the quads!
For Donald Trump impersonators. Donald Trump impersonators are experiencing a boom right now because Trump is back. If you can do a good Trump impression, or if you look in any way like... if you know someone who looks anything like Donald Trump, send them the link to this article because they could be making a fortune.
So this, Justin, isn't the big US talk shows who each have a resident Donald Trump impersonator. This is like...
well, Mario is a brilliant... yeah, yeah. Does a great Trump as well. No, these are literally the people who do, like, children's parties. Mm. Instead of a clown. Yeah, are they not all the same? He's got the funny coloured hair. He's got the makeup on. Instead of booking a clown for your children's party, you can book a Donald Trump. A whole cottage industry has grown up around people pretending to be the US president. Lying on a beach in Florida, attending fancy parties and playing regular rounds of golf. This is a guy who... And they spoke to these people who do Trump impressions for rental. Like, he'll show up at your door, pretend to be Trump. Let me call my Trump guy.
Oh, okay. One second.
See if business is booming with my...
it's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, Donald?
Yes. Is this Raymond?
Hi, Ray Foley here in Today FM in Ireland.
Great to speak to you.
How are you? How are things? Of course, you've got a quite a good connection to Ireland, given your golf links in Clare.
We love the golf in Clare, we have to say. Dunbeg, it's a great course. It's a beautiful place. And I like the way your Taoiseach spoke so fondly about it last week. He's a great guy. He's a really tremendous guy. Right?
He's a nice fella. Of course, then you had a nice Paddy's weekend. Did you get a few days off yourself, play some golf, Mr. President?
Well, it was great. Sometimes you got to play the golf. You got to play the golf to just get the stress off you. I do it a lot. I do it maybe 12 times a week. It's great. It really is great.
You got to make the time
there's
for your time.
There's nothing like it. You know, the quick little Air Force One trip down to Mar-a-Lago, you play around. It's great. But I got to say, I'm a big fan of your show.
Really?
I love it. It's fantastic.
That's lovely to hear, Donald. I'm reflexively turning into Micheál Martin, by the way, sitting next to you, just like keeping the head down, don't say anything, don't make him mad. Ladies and gentlemen, join
just
us.
Look at JD Vance's socks.
Look at these socks.
Just look at them, you know.
They're beautiful.
It's a great distraction.
Can I say thank you for taking the call to the one and only Al Foran, who joins us this afternoon. Al. You can go normal again now, Al, if you like.
We could just stay as Trump for the entirety of the show.
Let's do the entire rest of the show as Donald Trump. How are you, sir? Thanks so much for taking the call. Are you busy this afternoon?
Busy enough, Ray. I'm here with my 1-year-old daughter. She's watching Bebe Finn. If you were to ask that question as Trump, I would have said, well, it's Elon here. He's watching some YouTube kids. He's having a great time.
Mind of the Bebe. YouTube kids. Yes. Bebe Finn. I'm not familiar with Bebe. What's the line of work is Bebe Finn in?
It's like a spin-off of the Ping Fong YouTube channel. Yeah,
I'm familiar with it.
Do you know, it's like the rival to Coco Melon.
Oh, right, okay. It's baby YouTube wars going on your screens.
yeah,
the Ping Fong people are the baby sharks, and then obviously then there's a spin-off.
That's baby shark, oh yeah.
Okay.
The anthem of the century, right?
Thankfully YouTube is the banger. YouTube is keeping an eye on your 1-year-old for us. Come here, we're reading this article, right, Al, about impersonators and people who do Trump. You do, among many, many other things, you do Trump. Have you seen a boom in requests or a surge in requests for Trump since he's gotten back into office?
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely since November, since the election. But even throughout the Biden presidency, I was still doing, the Donald Trump impression. And, you know, I'd kind of integrate them in different sketches and stuff like that. Stuff that was kind of, you know, out of the ordinary. Like, I remember, I think it was 2021, so this is what, maybe 6 or 7 months after Biden was sworn in. Mm. And I remember, like, adding Trump into, like, my celebrity audition sketches, and I put him in as Goldfinger, auditioning for the role of Goldfinger in James Bond, you know? So it was just stuff like that, you know, just silly stuff like that. But yeah, like, since he has become president, there's been a massive kind of upturn in requests and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, go on.
But there's so many fantastic Trump impersonators on the planet, you know, and those the previous 4 years as well, you know, a lot of people were kept busy in that respect, you know.
That's interesting. And what is it specific? Is it because he's so unique, he's so identifiable, he's not a generic politician, he has a certain way about him, or is it because he's a clown and we all want to laugh at him?
Well, in a way, like, compared to other presidents, like, his physical mannerisms are very interesting to pick up on, you know, because it's funny, I always say this about learning a new impression. Once you learn the voice, you actually automatically pick up the physical mannerisms of the person that you're doing an impression of. It's a very strange thing. I can't explain it. So it's not like a step-by-step process. So essentially, when I'm doing Trump, like, I was on the phone to you as Trump there a couple of minutes ago, but like, my shoulders were hunched, my face was in, you know, was in a different, I had a different kind of mannerism.
Alan's
in my
wearing
face
a massive
expression.
Red tie, like, down to his knees.
And I've the tie and I've the wig on and everything.
But it's funny the way that when you say you're learning it, did you make the choice that it was like, obviously this impression is going to be a biggie, so I'm going to have to do Trump, or was it like, oh, that's one I can do? So what it was demand then?
Oh, like, yeah, 100%. Oh, okay. It was kind of a mandatory back in 2016 that, okay, we got to get on this Trump thing. Even before he won the election against Hillary, I think if you look back at my older kind of Trump versions of my Trump impression, it's not that good. So I think as time goes by, the impression gets better. You pick up a few more little inflections of the character and it gradually improves, you know, so it's an interesting process.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about the process. Have you ever encountered, because sometimes I don't do impressions, but sometimes I can find myself by pure fluke doing a voice. Like, there was one day once I did a Des Cahill impression and it was perfect. Even JP was sitting across from me. He was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I tried to do it again the next day. It was gone. It was a fleeting moment. It was a fluke, right? But like that, it's kind of like, there are some impressions just because of the way my voice sounds that I'm able to do a convincing impression because there might be some similarity there. Is there ever a case where you're like, I have to learn this, but there's no way I'm going to get it?
Well, if you have to learn it, right, what I do, the trick is, you know, if you're in the shower, you sing in the shower.
Yeah.
Donald
Trump in the shower.
Confirmed. Yeah,
well, that's good. we're putting that in the press release. Sorry, Al.
When I'm for example, my poor 6-year-old daughter. I mean, she'd be in the back and she'll hear me doing different voices in the front. She'd be like, "Oh yeah, he's at it again." But like, even driving in the car, I'm speaking to myself in the different impression. I'm just constantly practicing it. And of course, you have to watch YouTube interviews. You have to kind of, you know, look for that kind of that click in the voice and mannerisms. And once you get that, you got to stick with it for a while until it becomes until it becomes natural.
Yeah, just to immerse yourself in it rather than doing short bursts of it. Come here, do you do corporate gigs? Do you? So like, if a company's having a big party, they'll book you for it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do corporate gigs, and Trump is included in there, along with a list of footballers and actors and different sports personalities too. So yeah.
Do you give them the list of what you're going to do, or do they say, "Well, we're paying you, so we want this, this, and this," and what would be top of the request list?
Top of the request, of course they'll look for Trump, but they'll also look for other kind of impressions, like football ones. Like, I do Roy Keane, actors like De Niro, Pesci, Pacino. Oh, I call them my holy trinity. I've been doing them for so long. But yeah, it's kind of, it's a mix of everything, really, you know. But I do enjoy, especially because I do stuff UK corporates, okay. And obviously I can't do an Eamon Dunphy. I love Eamon Dunphy. That's one of my favourite impressions.
Go on then, Eamon Dunphy.
It's great. I love doing it. You have to talk like that. You have to get your point across. And sometimes, right, you got to be emotional about it. You can't. I don't know why I didn't go into acting, baby, because I would have won an Oscar at this point. I'm telling you right now, I would have, you know. I would have given you, like Julianne Moore, she's always crying in front of the camera. I would have given her a run for her money, baby. Let me tell you that much.
Wow. That is good.
That's gorgeous.
Jesus.
Insane. Unbelievable. But you can't use that over in England because they don't say who Eamon Dunphy is.
Well, they don't have a clue. That's the guy who played right wing for QPR in 1976, baby.
I'd love the notion of you doing like a full hour of Eamon Dunphy in front of an English corporate crowd and then at the end of it having to explain who he was in Eamon Dunphy's voice. It's a fascinating line of work you're in, sir. We can book you, find you, see you. We've already seen you're constantly showing up on our Instagrams and I'm sure the TikToks as well. It's Al Foran Comedy. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
All
appreciate
it. Bye. 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 Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.